Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. We're today on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios with Chris Cleveland of Stars Go Dim. Check him out at starsgodim.com. Chris, thanks for hanging out today, man.
You bet, man. Thanks for having me.
I was doing a little research on you before we hopped on today, and I'm trying to make sure I get this straight. Are you a Tulsa, Oklahoman native?
Yes, born and raised in that area, so I grew up there. Lived there until we live like just south of Nashville in Franklin, Tennessee now, but been here like 8 years. So most of my life out there.
All right. So I did a little research on Tulsa.
All right.
Found some fun facts about it. And okay. Let's see if you've seen these things. This depends on who you ask, which seems like it shouldn't be that difficult to figure out. But the sixth-ish largest statue in the United States is in Tulsa.
The Tulsa Oiler?
The Golden Oiler, yeah, Tulsa Expo Center, 75 feet tall, and that took me down a little bit of a rabbit hole I'm not proud of, but I've learned more about statues in the United States than probably anybody should. But yeah, big old golden driller. Have you seen that dude before?
Yeah, man, you gotta
can't
go
miss
see
it.
It's at the fairgrounds, so every fair you go over there and see it.
All right, so I read up on the fair. I'm gonna talk about the fair. That fair seemed like a big deal over there. Is it still a big deal?
Tulsa State Fair is legit, man.
All right.
Yeah. If you want to people watch, it's the perfect place to go. It used to be connected to like an amusement park called Bells back in the day, and I think it shut down at some point. I think maybe one too many people fell off the roller coaster or something. Not even kidding. They had all the stuff. So we go there every year. I was actually just talking to my parents about like I kind of miss going to the fair. Because I haven't been in 8 years now since we've moved.
This sounds like a Behind the Tunes remote behind the scenes experience.
I know. Some of my earliest like shows, I remember being a kid playing like a stage at the Tulsa State Fair.
That's cool, man.
Getting to go play like some of the bigger nights as I got older and stuff. It's cool.
What's funny is, you know, here in Memphis, we have the Mid-South Fair, which has really kind of fallen apart in recent years. But similar experience, it was connected to a theme park called Liberty Land. And I think it was more along the lines of probably too many people got shot at the at the fair. We can't have people getting shot at the theme park, you know? But my last time there, Elvis's favorite roller coaster was at this place, Liberty Land. It was called the Zippin' Pippin'. And I'm on the Zippin' Pippin, wooden roller coaster, right? So you already know, like, this is a problem.
We had the Zingo as a wooden roller coaster.
And so Elvis would rent this place out just to ride the Zippin' Pippin over and over again by himself. And the last time I was on it, the bar raised up mid. I was like, that's it for me, man. I'm done. I'm done with Liberty Land. I'm done with Zippin' Pippin. All right, the golden drill.
I started understanding basic, like, life lessons. There's like, oh, the people running these like are probably, it's like the lowest bidder built this, and the guy like running this probably doesn't care about my safety.
No.
As I got older, I was like, maybe I'm not getting on this ride.
And as a fair is concerned, I'm pretty against anything that was on the interstate 2 hours ago. You know, I can't get involved.
Yeah, and you go to like the good amusement parks now, and you see where they've like. On the crazy roller coasters, every bolt is like marked and sealed, and you're like, okay, somebody's been here and they checked this.
That's right.
The Zingo, no, nobody was looking at every bolt.
That's right. Oh man, we can, yeah, I'm with you on that one. Zip and Pippin either. They were just like, it's fine, just roll that sucker around again. That's
it's
all
still
right.
Rolling.
Also in Tulsa, I thought this was interesting. The Center of the Universe. Have you been to that thing?
It's a real thing.
That's wild.
Yeah,
have you done it?
It's like Yes, it's this kind of circular thing that they've built. I don't know if they meant to do it or if they just realized that it happened afterwards. But if you stand in a certain place, you can like hear other conversations, your voice echoes and stuff. It's kind of cool. There's a similar thing. I think it's in like the nation's capital, in the Capitol building, because it's a dome in a circular room where I took a tour there once. There's some US history. They said, I think it was Benjamin Franklin, like put his desk in a really particular spot in this room because he could hear everybody's conversations in the room. And so it's like this weird physics sound thing happening. Same center with the center of the universe.
That's
It's
it. I had
like,
no idea about the Franklin
it's
thing.
trippy.
That's interesting. Yeah, they said if you're you can talk in the circle, but echo back to you, but people outside the circle can't hear
Can't hear it.
anything. That's wild.
Isn't
That's
that
wild.
cool?
Center of the universe. And then this one, I hope that you being a born and raised Tulsa, I'm hopeful for this thing.
All right.
The Jinx versus Union
Okay.
backyard brawl high school
Brawl,
football
football.
rivalry. Yeah. This
That
is
was
like
like,
considered one of the biggest rivalries in all of football, not just high school football. The NFL like
when
network
I was in
included
high
it.
school, that was probably at its peak. So I
Okay.
went to Owosso High School, who's much better than Jinx and Union now at football.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. My wife is a Jinx Trojan.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. And so, yeah, I mean, crazy. And this is like back then, you'd have all of a sudden like the best athlete from whatever school, but all of a sudden his mom got a job at like Union or Jinx, and all of a sudden, they're driving around in a Hummer or an Escalade or something in 2002.
Yeah.
That was the vibe. And they went and played. They get more people at the football games than like, University of Tulsa. It was crazy. And they were always really good. They were
Yeah.
great football teams. But yeah, the backyard brawl, that was a thing.
I was
Big time.
stunned,
And then
man.
all those dudes would go to OU and then they'd win
Yeah.
national championships or play. A bunch of them went on to play in the NFL and all kinds of people.
So I think what I'm hearing behind the scenes, behind the tunes, with Chris Cleveland, Stars Go Dim, Fair, Tulsa Fair,
State Fair.
Jinx versus Union game. Think
Yep.
that's what we're gonna do.
I also think I'm just gonna give this for
Yeah.
free.
Oh yeah.
Tulsa's food is some of the best food in the country.
All right, what's something that you're like, this is, these are a couple of things like this is it right here.
Our barbecue is great.
Okay.
It's kind of an amalgamation of like Texas barbecue, a version of that. Our version of Tex-Mex, our version of Mexican food, is its own thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty darn good. Honestly, I like a good like diner where you can tell your waitress has smoked like a pack a day for 60 years, and we've got a bunch of those. It's just there's good variety.
Yeah.
It's like Nashville. I moved here and they think their food is really good,
Yeah.
but they just charge you too much for it. Tulsa, it's actually good. But my kids, they like there's this horrible fast food Mexican place called Taco Bueno.
Yeah.
Picture like a little better Taco Bell, but
Okay.
it's different. But we eat there 5 times every time we go to Oklahoma. And I order 16 bean burritos.
Yes.
It's the most ridiculous thing. But Tulsa food's legit.
All right. You guys have heard it here on Behind the Tunes.
Come on.
Go eat. Go eat. Go to the fair. Go see the Golden Driller. Go say things about people at the center
Ooh,
of the universe, you
this is going
know?
to be a Tulsa. They
Let's
somebody
do it,
needs to
man.
pay me.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna send this to the Chamber of Commerce when we're
the
done.
tourism, they built this park. It's like the one of the biggest free public parks in the country. The George Kaiser Foundation. There's a bunch of wealthy oil people in Tulsa. It
Yeah.
was once the oil capital of the world.
Wow.
Side note. Also, our architecture, like all the houses built in the 20s, like it was one of the richest places in the world for a long time in the oil boom. So the houses and architecture is crazy. Frank Lloyd Wright stuff everywhere and like huge mansions and things. But they built this place called the Gathering Place, and it's this open public park on the river. It's crazy. It's amazing.
Wow.
Okay, I'm done with Tulsa.
Everybody go to Tulsa.
Everybody
Go
go to
see
Tulsa.
Tulsa. It's fun. And talk about the diners and the waitress. If she smells like smoke and she calls you honey, it's
Yeah.
gonna be a good
Hey,
day.
hon.
It's gonna be a
Yeah.
good day.
Defined by mistakes, thought I was forsaken, that you gave up the chase. I went to the reaches to try and ease the ache. Turned my back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name. Didn't matter where I was at, you just kept calling.
Again, we're here with Chris Cleveland. Stars Go Dim. Learn all about him at starsgodim.com. Well, Chris, as fun as Tulsa is, right here to talk about that. Let's talk about you a little bit. What got you into music to begin with?
Man, so my parents were like bivocational ministers. My dad preached some, and my mom led music in church, and they were in a little quartet group. They'd travel around and sing and sing in church and stuff. And so I got thrown on stage like when I was really little, 3, 4 years old, singing songs, and then started playing piano for my church. My mom led the music. I started playing piano when I was 10. So
Wow.
I turned 40 in 3 days.
All
So I've been
right.
doing it for 30 years, traveling and playing, and started doing like little revivals and things like that, and then just had youth bands and things, and just never stopped doing it. And so I've kind of been in and around it my whole life.
Was there a point, you start at four and kind of just singing and stuff, being at 10. Was there a point where you're like, you know what, this is what I want to do. If I can do this and pay the bills, this is it.
Yeah, I think at first I was really good at school, and then I was also pretty good at basketball. And so I did all of those things. I wasn't sure if I wanted to go play basketball somewhere, go be a doctor,
Yeah.
or, do music. And so I kind of tried to do all of it, you know, for a
Yeah.
while. And then eventually the music stuff started catching on. I got hurt in college playing basketball. I realized
Okay.
I was just like an average white dude and I wasn't going to the NBA. You know, I kind of burned out in school where I was just tired of it and I wanted to graduate eventually. And by then I was touring full time.
Okay. Oh, wow.
You know, like in college.
Yeah.
And so I got a degree that was kind of the easiest for me
Yeah.
to finish with. My teachers were kind to me and passed me through my last semester of college, which was nice. And then it's just been kind of nonstop since then. So I've always been somebody who just kind of walks through the doors that are open
Yeah.
if I've prayed a prayer about it, it's been like, God, I'm kind of dense. So if you don't want me to do this, like slam the door and I'll figure something else out. And that's kind of what I've done. I feel like when I was about 18 years old, I was doing this conference, and I'm not like the type of guy that thinks God speaks to me all the time
Yeah.
or I've got this, one way connection to the voice of God by any means. But I just had this sense, this feeling that like I was gonna do music. It was pretty specific, honestly. I was gonna do music. It was bigger than like local, like it was gonna do something like worldwide. And I remember I was working at this church in Oklahoma and I was like 18. They paid me $300 a month to lead their youth and college services, and I thought that was
Yeah, it's
awesome.
big money.
And yeah, big money. And the pastor calls us in one time. I was working, my brother and I were doing it together, and he was like, "What do you guys want in your life?" You know? And I remember my brother knew what was happening. He was like, "I want to work here, you know. I want to be a team player and stuff." And I was like, "Well, I really like," I just said verbatim, I was like, "I really think I'm gonna do this music thing.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to be able to like, I think about this all the time because it's like, why didn't I ask for a little bit more?"
Lower
I was like,
money.
I want to be able to raise a family,
Yeah.
like, to have a normal life, but I want to do music, and
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be like a worldwide thing." Guy fired me the next day.
Really?
Oh yeah. So I was like, "Hey, okay, great."
Didn't go well.
No, I
So
didn't know what was going on at the moment. I was like, "Okay, I think my brother knew what was happening. I was just being honest."
brother's gonna elbow you. You tell your brother, why didn't you tell him? Why didn't you stop me?
Yeah. So through a little bit of trial and error, here we are.
That's too good, man. When you were touring full time in college, what was that under? Was it Chris Cleveland? Was it something else?
No, that was Stars Go Dim.
So it's
So,
so that was what you started all the way back at that point.
Stars Go Dim started in 2007 as
Okay.
a mainstream pop band.
Yeah.
And so, we were like a side project off of a Christian band called Pillar.
Yeah.
And so, we got together, wasn't supposed to be a band. We just started writing songs, and this thing called MySpace came out. And
Yeah,
then
familiar.
YouTube
Yeah.
and all this stuff kind of hit at the same time, and we were doing videos and we put songs up on MySpace. We became one of the biggest bands like independently in the country and one of the biggest bands on MySpace,
Yeah.
and it just kind of took off. And so we did that for a while, and it was always like on the cusp of breaking, like,
Yeah.
and being really huge, but never like we had all the meetings and all the showcases with like the biggest labels and things, but also the music industry like died in
That's true.
2007,
Yeah, that's
2008
true. That's
because of
true.
Napster and all the
Yeah,
streaming
yeah.
stuff. And so honestly, I think it was a little bit of the grace of God, like keeping us from that a
Yeah.
bit. Found out later there was a dude like stealing a bunch of money and doing a bunch of crazy stuff internally, and what was like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars would have been like millions and millions of
Oh,
dollars, you
yeah.
know? And
Okay.
so that kind of put an end to the first version of that band,
Okay.
long story short.
Yeah.
And so I was leading worship at a big church in Tulsa, church called Asbury. And I started that kind of while I was in college. Honestly, as a way to be able to pay
Yeah, I get it.
to get out of my parents'
I
house.
get
You know
it.
what I mean? It's like, I don't think I want to work for a church. I don't know if, like, but these guys can probably pay me. And then I met them and they were like kind and nice. And I'd kind of been through it with church already up to that point in my life and wasn't sure if I wanted anything to do with it. And it was just a great, great place for me to grow. And I had some great pastors and great people a part of it. I wound up staying there all the way until we moved to Tennessee. So I led there for over 10 years. And all the while doing Stars and that kind of stuff. And so when that version of Stars stopped, I just kept leading worship and doing that, started my family, married my wife and started having kids, did that for a bit, and then put out this is a lot of information in a little
No, I
bit,
love it.
but signed a record deal in the Christian space and then put out my first song called You Are Loved in the Christian space in 2015. So that's been 10 years ago now.
Myself and I'm tired. I've tried all that I know to do. Right now it's just by a thread, but I'm hanging on to you. I'm running out of hope. I need a miracle. And if I ever needed you, it's right now. Make me think I'm going down this time. You might think that I'd be afraid.
running scared with the shaking faith. But the God I know says it ain't over. The God I know is gonna make a way. Yeah, though I walk through the valley, I will have no fear, no fear. The mighty power of Jesus is fighting for me here. No fear, no fear. The light of the world makes the darkness disappear. No fear. If I got my eyes on you, no fear, no fear. The mighty power of Jesus is fighting for me here. No fear, no fear. The light of the world makes the darkness disappear. No fear. I walk.